recognition of the inequity that was in the statute. So over time, various individuals, various family members had been added into the statute to allow them to get counseling expenses if one of their family members had been murdered. And so this recognized that grandchildren were a category of family members that had been left out of the statute.
In some cases, grandparents have raised their grandchildren. So this is really perhaps providing support to people who were, in fact, their parents in some ways.
That is exactly right. And I think that, you know, the governor and the Senate and the Assembly recognized that there was an inequity, that there has been a changing dynamic among family members, and that in many cases, just as you point out, children are being raised by their grandparents and therefore have a parental relationship with them. And, you know, it's not up to us to presume what family member relationships are important. So this kind of takes care of that.
What are some of the other services that your agency provides to the family of crime victims and homicide victims?
Well, we provide, you know, we're really like a lifeline or a safety net for families, particularly where a family member has been the victim of a homicide. So we can, for example, pay up to $6,000 for burial expenses. It's a really important service because for many family members, they're so traumatized by the event itself. That having to deal with those kinds of expenses can just add to the trauma and to the anxiety. And this is a way, especially for people who cannot afford such an expensive service, that we can come in and take care of that.
How do you make the initial contact with these families? Do they come to you? Are you recommended to them by district attorneys? How does this connection made?
Well, it's a variety of different ways, and I think it's one of the reasons that I'm so grateful that you invited me to come on your show, because I want to get the word out about all of the services that we have available, because I don't think people in New York are as aware as I want them to be about what we have to offer. So we fund almost 228 victim assistance programs throughout the state of New York. We cover all the 62 counties. And most people go through their victim assistance provider in their area to apply for compensation through us. About 80 to 85%, I think, do that, although people can apply directly to us as well. We do a lot of training of police departments. In fact, we have advocates. We fund advocates in many police departments, including the state police, in district attorney's offices, and hospitals. So wherever the person kind of enters the system, those individuals, those professionals or first responders have been trained to respond with information about OVS. And every program that we fund must, as a condition of their funding, provide information about OVS and then provide assistance in actually filling out the form. And in April, we launched a victim service portal, which will allow people to apply through an online service, and it has been incredibly successful, kind of beyond what we expected. And we're one of the only programs in the country that offers this.
I think most parents and most grandparents in the back of their minds know that one day their children or their grandchildren may come down with a serious illness, might be involved in a serious accident. But I don't think any parent or grandparent really considers the possibility that their children or grandchildren could be murdered. This must come as such a shock. How does the counselor deal with that shock? How does your agency move in and to talk to someone and deal with someone who's been through such an event?
Well, I spent 14 years as a special victims prosecutor, so I have direct experience with handling the trauma of crime victims. And I know that even though my job was to be a lawyer, it was also to act as a counselor in some respects. We are very careful when we do our funding decisions and make our funding decisions to look at how programs deal with victims and victim trauma. And it's really important that all of the responders are properly trained. And, you know, one of the things that's evolving lately is to do trauma-informed services. So for responders to understand what the victim is experiencing and to respond to them appropriately, you know, to understand that this person may be acting out. They may be angry and frustrated, and that's just a sign of their own traumatization. And, you know, to be patient and to spend the time that's necessary to get them the help that they need.
Where can people go for information on the services provided by your agency?
Our website is www.ovs.ny.gov. They can not only find out information about OVS and what we offer, but they can also get a list of the programs that are available in their area so that they do not have to go far to find services, even in the more rural areas of the state.